maybe tying it all together? Do they do that?
Well, they used to cut the wheat, bundle it, but they don't do that no more. Now they use a combine on it.
I see.
They used to, you see, cut them bundles up. They use a binder, what's called a binder, and bind that up in bundles, and they haul it to the thrasher and thrash it. Mm-hmm. And then they had a tremendous mountain of oat straw that way they run the thrasher.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Then you carried off your oat straw, wheat straw. When you got that off, when your grain off, and that way you carried the grain off, left that there. When you felt like taking a chance on not burning the country off, well, you burn that oat straw, get it out of the way.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, used to, after they bundle it, did they take all those bundles and put them all together?
No, they took them, picked them up and loaded them on the wagons and hauled them. And they hauled them to the thrasher. And when they went in that thrasher, they had a man there that hacked that binder twine with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
And then it'd come all to pieces in the thrasher, you see.
I see.
What it done.
Well, have you ever heard of people talk about shocking their wheat?
Yeah, they cut it and tie it in bundles and shock it, yeah. Mm-hmm. They shock them oats that way too. The wheat too, shock it by hand. A lot of hard work. It was took off when they brought on the, what you call a combine to let it get ripe and then go in there and cut them heads off and thrash them.
Uh-huh.
You sure save a lot of work there. You go back there with a big tractor and plow now and plow that old straw all under, you see,
mm-hmm.
and put out fertilizer on that and make it rot, and you have fertilizer out of it.
Oh yeah, I see. Yesterday you were telling me about different kinds of bread and cornbread and all that. You know, some people say that basically they're just two different types of bread.
Uh-huh.
There's the kind that you make at home, call that homemade bread,
yeah.
and the kind that you buy at the store, call that
baker's bread, bought bread.
Bought bread.
Baker's shop bread.
I see. I wanted to ask you about, you know, talking about eggs. The two parts of an egg, you got the
white and the yellow.
White and yellow. Do you like to eat eggs?
Do I?
You like to eat eggs?
Yeah, I've had them all my life. I'd say that's one thing that's matter with me. It's all that old yellow. Got the cholesterol in my blood.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what they say. They say it ain't healthy to eat that yellow egg. But I can say one thing. They feed it to us broadcast here.
Yeah.
Well, it's healthy to eat or not, well, they feed it to us here.
Uh-huh.
I've heard it said all my life it wasn't healthy, but I've always had my doubts about it, and I still have. Mm-hmm.
Well, they tell you nowadays that just about everything you eat's not good for you.
That's right.
Seems like
if you listen to them, you'll quit eating everything. These dietitians nowadays.
Yeah, that's the truth.
They sure will.
Mm. Well, what are some different ways of fixing eggs that you know about?
Frying them, shrouding them, boiling them, making them into all kinds of egg salads with other stuff. I don't know. A number of different ways.
Well, is there a way of cooking eggs where you just boil the water and crack the egg and drop it in there like that?
Yeah. That's the way they call them. Some of them they call that poaching eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Get the water to boil it real hard, crack that egg and shell and drop the egg in there, you see, mm-hmm. and it spreads out and cooks in that boiling water. Called poached eggs, ain't no grease in them.
Mm-hmm.
Claim they're mighty healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I never did care enough about them to do it. I've seen it done, but I never would eat them.
Uh-huh.
Care enough about them. To my estimation, they ain't got no taste, no